December 14, 1937. Just as human nature has its day, the divine will forms its own day in the depth of the soul of the creature who lives in it. Miracles that happen in the divine will. I felt immersed in the divine volition. It seemed that, as I was doing my acts in the fiat within its waves of light, that light would become larger and would centralize itself more within me. And I felt a growing need to love it and to breathe it more than my own life. Without it, I felt out of breath, without warmth and without heartbeat. But as I came back to do my acts in the divine volition, I felt the breathing, the warmth and the divine heartbeat coming back, to delight my poor existence. Therefore, it is a need for me, a need of life to live in the divine will. Then, my sweet Jesus, coming back to visit my little soul, all goodness told me, my blessed daughter, just as nature has its day in human life, during which all the actions of life are performed, in the same way my divine will forms its day in the depth of the creature who lives in my will. As the creature begins to form her acts in it, calling it to her as her own life, she starts her day, forming a most shining dawn in the depth of her soul. This dawn gathers its power, renewing in the creature the power of the Father, the wisdom of the Son, the virtue and love of the Holy Spirit. So she starts her day together with the Most Holy Trinity, which descends in the most tiny acts and hiding places of the creature in order to live together with her, and to do whatever she does. This dawn puts to flight the darkness of the soul, so that all becomes light for her, placing itself as a vigil sentry, so that all her acts may receive the light of the divine will. This dawn is the first rest of God within the room of the soul. It is the beginning of the eternal day in which the life of the Supreme Being starts together with the creature. My will does not move, it is not able, nor does it know how to do without the adorable Trinity. At the most, it goes forward being the actor, but always pulling with it, in an irresistible way, the adorable Trinity, forming the divine chamber in which the divine persons can enjoy their beloved creature. Wherever it reigns, my will has the power to centralize everything, even our divine life. How beautiful is the beginning of the day of one who lives in our fiat! It is the enchantment of all the heaven. If the celestial court were subject to envy, it would envy the one who is so fortunate as to possess, within her soul while still living in time, the beginning of the eternal day, the precious day in which God begins to live his life together with the creature. Now, as soon as she begins the second act in the divine volition, the sun of my eternal will rises. The fullness of its light is such as to invest the whole of earth, visiting all hearts and bringing the good morning of light and new joys to all the celestial court. This light is crammed with love, adoration, thanksgiving, gratitude, glory and benediction. But whom do these belong to? To the creature who, with her act in my will, made the sunrise that shines over all, so that all may find the one who loved God for them, the one who adored him, thanked him, blessed him and glorified him. Everyone finds the thing that he was supposed to do for God. She compensates for everyone. One act in my will must enclose everything. It has the power and the capacity to make up for everyone and to do good to all. Otherwise it could not be called act, done in my will. These acts are full of unheard of prodigies, worthy of our creative work. Now, as she turns to her third act in our will, the full afternoon of our eternal sun is formed within the creature. Do you know what she gives us with this full afternoon? She prepares a banquet for us. And do you know what she gives us for food? The love we have given to her, our divine qualities. Everything carries the mark of our beauty and of our chaste and pure perfumes. We like it so much that we eat our fill. And even if something may be missing for our status, since the creature is in our will, she is the owner of all our goods. She takes from our treasure whatever is needed, and prepares for us the most beautiful banquet, worthy of our supreme majesty. And we invite all the angels and the saints to sit at this celestial banquet, so that they may take and eat with us, of the love that we received from the creature who lives in our will. Now, After we've banqueted together, the other acts that she does in our will serve some to form for us celestial melodies, some loving chants, some the most beautiful scenes. Some others repeat our works, which are always in action. In some, she keeps us always busy. And when she has given course to all her actions in our will, we give her rest, resting together with her. After the rest, we begin the work, starting another day, and so forth. Many times, this loyal daughter of ours sense true loyalty consists in living in our divine will, seeing that her brothers and sisters are about to be struck by the deserved chastisements for their sins, doesn't close her day, but prays and suffers to beseech graces for their souls as well as for their bodies. The life of one who lives in my divine will is new joy and glory for heaven, and help and graces for the earth. Fiat.